Good afternoon, this is Scott speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Scott. Is Charles in?
Charles is not. He's not the owner anymore. What are you calling for?
Just looking to clean up an old file we had with him. Are you maybe the new owner, or are they around?
What does a clean up an old file mean? Does someone owe you money, or... I mean, that's
no,
what it sounds
no.
like.
No. Yeah, I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff right up the road, actually. I was just looking to get in contact with whoever's, in charge of financing for you guys right now.
Oh, well, I mean, we're a small company. You're talking to the owners.
So oh, perfect.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, how long have you been the owner for, too?
Well, I mean, for 11 months.
Pretty recent.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How's it been going for you? Liking it so far?
Great.
Did you buy it from Charles? Or?
I did.
Okay, yeah, kind of.
So I've added customers, and we took a loan from another firm, right?
How long ago was that?
E-Biz Financial, or? I'm thinking. It was approximately 5.5 months ago, approximately. So we borrowed 12 grand, we borrowed 9, and then it's 12 with financing, right?
Right.
So we owe approximately $2,000.
Okay, so you guys
so
are
we
out.
Paid the 12. We paid most. So the 12 is to be paid off in 7 months, right?
Uh huh.
So, yeah. So that's the deal.
Was that just
so,
for?
I mean, we'd rather not. We'd rather not take another loan, you know. But
right. I was just going to ask, is that just for some capital, or what was that for?
Yeah, that was... that was just to meet ongoing operations, you know. I mean, if we didn't... Basically, when we bought the company, we rolled the cost of the company to be paid out over the next 12 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you look at the P&L,
mm-hmm.
you know, profit and loss statement.
Yep.
You know, our profit's about... Well, I mean, again, these are all rough numbers off the top of my head. You know, mm-hmm. we're probably making like $6,000 to $8,000 a month. Just varies.
Okay. I mean,
that's with me like spending $2,000 a month just to take as far as the owner. So I'm not taking a lot of money out. We're trying to build up our reserves, right?
I see. So I mean, you're kind of self-funding, out of your own pocket then?
Not really. I mean, basically, what I'm saying is we're bringing in like $8,000 a month profit
uh-huh.
after we pay everybody, our doctors
right.
and our, right? But paying off the loan that we took from the venture capital firm
uh-huh.
and then the cost of the purchase of the business, you know, that's like $4,800 a month.
Uh-huh.
And so next month is our last month and then we're done.
Oh, so then you guys are clean and ready to go, huh?
Yeah, I mean, think about it, right? It's really just a startup. I mean,
uh-huh.
yeah, I bought a business, but, you know, they really didn't have much in the way of customers. So we've
right.
gone out and we've added contracts with, so we have a contract with Scripps,
uh-huh.
the hospital and system locally, stuff like that.
Do you guys have one with, like, Mercy, too, and who's another one around
yeah,
Mid-County?
Well, we don't, Mid-County Physician Medical Group we're contracted with them.
Okay.
So we're contracted with a number of IPAs associated with Scripps,
uh-huh.
and and then we have hospital customers
right.
as well outside of Scripps. So
uh-huh.
then we have doctor's offices and family practice offices, you name it, cardiologists.
Right.
So you know, and then we've also have what's called telemedicine contracts where we're doing remote readings. Then, you know, when we're in town, we actually take the equipment out, right?
Uh-huh.
But then we also have customers that are up in Los Angeles,
uh-huh.
some in Georgia, et cetera, that are essentially what they're doing is we're reading their studies remotely. So we just added another business line.
Right.
It's really a low overhead type of practice.
I see.
So anyway, we're growing, and we had to take a loan and.
Right, right.
You know,
almost up on
is,
that too.
So I don't. Man, I'm almost done. So.
What is
so,
it
you
guys
know,
do
we,
too?
We thought about what's that?
I said, what is it that you guys do too? I know, is it just like diagnostic imaging?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but we also do the virtual telemedicine for remote telemedicine. So we have, so essentially, you know, we have a Medicare provider ID, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, we're a medical practice. You know, people don't come to us though. We don't have an office where patients walk in, right? What we do is like all these doctors that are part of Scripps, IPA, and Mercy, and Mid-County, because you're in San Diego, right? So you understand that. So we're contracted with those groups. So when people look us up in their system, like, oh, what doctors are part of Mid-County Physician Medical Group? Uh-huh. We're listed along with them.
Okay.
So we're not just a service provider. We're like part of their, we're a contracted member.
With them, yeah.
So, right. So just like other doctors that are part of that group, they all have, you know, they work together, right? So the pulmonologists mm-hmm. refer patients to the cardiologists that are part of Mid-County,
mm-hmm.
for instance. And then similar, we can go into their offices and do imaging for them, and nobody else can do it. I mean, they can go buy their own equipment or have their own techs, but no other service in town can go to those doctors and get paid.
Right.
They have to have a contract.
Yeah.
And I negotiated that with the CEO and the legal counsel. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's not just like, oh, anybody can go do it.
Right,
we still have to go out and sell, just like you have to sell when you call people. But it's not, but you know, telling ain't selling, right? It's asking questions. And so, you know, you earn that right through your approach. Most of the people that call me that do what you do, they're really jerky.
Yeah. No, and we hear it a lot, too, you know, and, you know, other than the fact that we're right up the road from you guys, but, you know, we are a small to medium-sized, you know, business lender that, you know, deals on relationships, so, yeah, I know we kind of have a different approach and, you know, handle things differently than, you know, just, hey, you know, fill this out and get it back to me.
Well, it's more so a lot of these people call me and, you know, they call me because they see that on the, I don't know what you call it. Like, so to get the loan from these guys, right? They report it to the state. That's
mm-hmm.
their way of covering their tails, right? Because what happens if we said no, we're not going to pay it? Well, then there's a record in the is it UCC? I don't know what the word.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is actually.
I think so. That's where everybody gets our information from, and they're calling up like crazy because they're like, hey, these guys took a loan and they're almost paid off on it. I don't know if it shows that detail, right? But
no,
it's a feeding frenzy.
No, I was going to tell you that, it does have you down from March of this last year. So, I'm sure you are getting blown up quite a bit from, you know, that filing that did happen with you guys.
Right, they do that. I understand that these types of loans are high risk for y'all and for the, because, you know, a lot of business, how many startups actually succeed? I don't know. Is it 10 or 20% or is it fewer?
It varies depending on the industry.
But even if it was 20%, then, and if you gave loans, you know, so you have loans that go bad. You know,
well, and that's the thing. We don't really deal with startups, too. We do small to medium-sized businesses, but we basically just do the, you know, short-term, you know, working capital and financing equipment as well. So, you know, not so much towards a startup.
Well, so, I mean, oh, like, right. So, I mean, I call us a startup only because it was a reboot. But, you know, our website says that we've been in business for over 26 years. So we can say that, truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the customers that we have, they've had them that long. Or we've had them that long. You know, I say they because it was people before me.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
so. And then, go ahead, sorry.
No, go for it.
I was just going to ask, where on Claremont are you guys located? I saw you're down on Claremont Mesa.
Yeah, so there's a, so when you get off of Claremont Mesa at 163,
right.
There's a mobile gas station right on the right.
Yeah.
And there's a Society Brewery
mm-hmm.
that you would take at the next light. Cool little place. You would get over there. Nice little, I mean, I'm not a big, like, beer drinker or going to bars, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's nice to have that little brewery there. It's a nice spot to go have a pint. Like, you know, if at the end of the day or something, they close
like
10 p.m., right? And then across the street is like, other landmarks would be what strip club is that?
It's Cheetah. I know exactly where that is.
That's kind of, that's where we're at. And so the area we're back in, there's like, a bunch of other businesses, right? We're not the only one, but I mean, we pay for 400 square feet, we pay $886 a month.
You can't beat that, right?
So, you know why we have that rate? It's month to month. The reason we have it is because they've been there since 1986 or 85, actually.
Okay, so yeah, it's been around for a while.
We, you know what I mean? We just bought a we just bought one of these combination printer scanner fax.
Yeah.
Old school fax machine. It was always falling apart. We had a Canon photocopier from 1985.
It gets the job done, though, huh?
But you know what I'm saying, right? We're super frugal.
Right. I understand. That's a good way to put it.
She's like, you guys don't spend any money.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Right. How are you going to succeed, right? I mean, if you...
Exactly.
You would call us a mom and pop.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know, we're just getting ready to go to the employee model.
Uh-huh.
Well, everybody's 1099s, right?
Uh-huh.
So we're getting 401k and health insurance for two of us.
Yeah, everybody I was going to say, part-time. You probably don't have that many employees.
Yeah, we have two part-timers. Well, three part-timers, one full-time guy and myself. So there would just be health insurance for me and him, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's signs of growth, you know, so we're, so we took this loan, and it would always be nice to have a relationship with someone local. Would you guys call yourself a broker, or are you a lender? How does that?
No, we're a lender, so we're not a broker. I mean, we're not going to outsource your info. You know, we would deal directly with you, but and then I know we're, you know, a few exits down right here by the La Jolla UTC Mall, so, you know, very local as well, like you just mentioned too. So
we're just negotiating to close a contract with a doctor that's over in Genesee in La Jolla.
Is that right down by the Scripps?
Yeah,
or a Sharp, I mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess if it's on Genesee and it's in La Jolla, that's probably over by Scripps, right?
So yeah, that's right Scripps, by us. So yeah.
Scripps Green, right? So
yeah, pretty cool.
So we haven't even... I mean, you know, so some of the challenges that we went through when I came on board was just stabilizing the clinical team.
Uh-huh, getting the team together.
And getting, you know, kind of weeding out the people. You know, you'd be surprised. You buy a business and you get the employees, I know they're 1099s, right? But they're still employees, right? And
yeah.
You know, I'm different than the former owner.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm more CEO, less clinical.
Uh-huh.
But I'm no dummy. But, you know, you go through that, just like you learned in sociology if you took that in college. The uh-huh. storming, the forming, and the norming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we've gone through the storming phase, storming, forming. Yeah, so
now you're at the warming.
We're kind of, yeah, the forming and the norming stage in there.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so, I mean, it would be great to have a relationship with someone like yourself that's a local lender.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if we did a, you know, so essentially, right, we're going to have, in like, what, a month and a half, we're going to have an extra $5,000 a month in profit.
Right.
In addition to, like, new clients.
Uh-huh.
Because we're not paying those things off, right? So
right.
If we took a, you know, we thought about maybe getting a piece of equipment that's brand spanking new. Because, mm-hmm. you know, our machines are from, like, 1985.
Right, yeah.
We bought, I mean, they valued them at $6,000 for the two machines, which is really, like, $3,000 a piece. You could probably sell them online if you put them on one of these sites. There's a lot of different sites, but... We could probably get $6,000 a piece because the transducers themselves are worth $2,000, and we have two of them.
Okay, so
for vascular and for cardiac. So we've got this equipment. Anyway, so we got this older equipment that works fine. But if we had a fancy new piece of equipment that we could take out to people, it would really wow them.
Oh, I'm sure it would.
And I looked into it, and it was like to buy it, you know. But as far as making payments, it's like $600 a month.
Well, what would the total cost of that piece of equipment be?
That's a good question. I don't know. I can only estimate it at probably in the 20s.
Okay.
Maybe it's 15, but probably in the 20s. And it would come with a 5-year warranty, which is pretty nice. So that's something that I'm thinking as a business owner in the pretty short term, right? And so if I took a loan, I would much rather, I don't want to do daily cash in advance ever again. I appreciate that we were able to. We had no credit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good way to get it started too. And
well, I mean, it doesn't really count towards our credit. I found doing that daily cash advance type thing.
Yeah,
that's too bad. But it does at least give us a track record to talk about it, like saying, "Look, $12,000, paid it off. We paid it off in 7 months.
Yeah.
What does that say about us? I mean.
Yeah. No, and those are, you know, just like how ours work too. They're short term loans that, you know, you can kind of in the way we, I know we're different from a lot of you know, lenders in that way, is that we approve you for the largest amount, the longest, or the largest amount and longest term. So then you work backwards from that. So you know, with the equipment too, it'd be like 2 to 5 year. If you wanted like 2 or 3 year deal, then, you know, you can go ahead and pick what terms, you know, work best for you on those.
Yeah, so if you think about it, right, if you pay $600 a month for a piece of equipment over 3 years, that's mm-hmm. kind of in the range of what you're talking about.
No, yeah, but I mean, just like for an example, you know, just something like that. And then with those, we also do, you know, daily and weekly. I know you said you don't like the daily, but, yeah, we also have weekly options available with that as well. Okay. And then, I mean, yeah. No, go ahead. Sorry, you're fine.
Is it like the same concept as the merchant cash? I know that's the word I've heard, right? Or is it an actual loan that would?
No, that so kind of it
would positively impact our credit.
Yeah, it will. It will help. And then you know, the other stuff that we have too is early payback discounts. So you know, if you didn't want to get that paid off earlier, you know, we have discounts for that too. But no, what ours is it's unsecured cash, so, you know, you're going to be able to you know, use that as you see fit. We don't require any down payment or collateral with that, with the capital, but with the equipment, the collaterals, I mean, obviously the equipment that you'd be financing. And then we also do working capital too, which is more in the ballpark that you're talking about. And then with that, what we do is we take 10 to 15% of your gross sales, and then we give that back to you as unsecured cash, assuming that you can, you know, just cash flow the note. To give you a better idea, though, what do you guys do in sales last year? I know you're, you know, fresh on the business, but... Any idea off the top of your head?
It's approximation. So they were probably doing close to $20,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Gross, right? It's approximation.
Yeah, probably about $2.5 million-ish.
I know. Yeah. Well, no. What's 20 times 12? So that's not 2.5 mil, no, right? That's
24.
Like 200,000.
My bad. Yeah, so one extra zero.
So, I mean, I wish. I mean, really. So, but you know, so kind of my position as the owner, I mean, mm-hmm. I call myself CEO when I talk to people, right? And
I
call my bookkeeper. I call people our CFO, right? I mean,
yeah.
We pay her $45 an hour for her work, and she, you know, she works part-time, right?
Yeah.
But it's going really well as far as the team, but you would say that, like, if you could have your own business and make, like, $10,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
would you do it? Or $5,000 a month, would you do it? So that was my mindset.
Right.
Like, I don't have any debt. So
right.
I don't have a car payment. I don't have a house payment.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great situation.
I can just rent a condo for, I mean, an apartment, studio for, like, what, $900 to $1,300, depending on where it is in town.
Yeah, right.
Right? So, you know, our deal is if we take any more money, I don't want to do it from a broker.
No, I wouldn't either.
We did BizFi with the folks that were doing the current thing through,
mm-hmm.
and they're nice people. But if I would ever take money again, I want it to positively impact our credit.
Right, and yeah, that's something
you,
that.
No, I mean, just to, so that because mm-hmm. you know, just to tell the truth, right? Like when I ran my credit, it was like $693.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. Approximately 8 months ago,
uh-huh.
you know, something like that. So it's not terrible, right?
Yeah. But and with that too, I was going to ask you about that because that is one of the factors that, you know, we do base our stuff off. But, you know, we do have a lot of different programs, and, you know, we do have programs that work with, you know, credit tiers A to B. So,
I mean, you know.
That really wouldn't be an issue.
That wouldn't be okay. I just didn't know if my personal credit. That's brought it up, right?
And actually, not at all. You know, we even have programs that work with past bankruptcies. So, you know, that's 690, a little bit above national average. So you really shouldn't have anything to worry about with that.
Okay. Well, right on. Okay. So I just can I give you my email?
I was just going to ask for it, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
What's again?
So I'll give you our websites, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can put my information in your system there. So I have a different email than my our web address, only because this whole enterprise started out as kind of the remote telemedicine. So we have cardiologists at Cedar Sinai that are partnering with us. So that's
right. Anyway,
so that's cardio, C-A-R, D-I-O, R-A-D, so cardioradpartners.com. And if you go there, you'll see my email at the top of the page. It's like a, you call it like a blog, you know, everybody's doing blog websites now, right?
Right, right.
That's set up. So you'll see, it'll say cardioradpartners.com, and it'll say slayman@cardioradpartners.com.
I gotcha, right on top, yep.
Yeah, and if you look under the leadership page, you'll see my picture along with our doctors.
Perfect. Yeah, so I actually checked out the ultrasound one before that. So,
so the ultrasound services, inc.com, that's our business, right? But I just decided, you know, everybody in San Diego that's a current customer, like the Scripps people,
right?
They know us as USI or CardioRad. So it was really a branding question. What am I going to do, right?
Right.
So my business card has the CardioRad logo and the CardioRad website with the email, but it has ultrasound services address. So I think CardioRad's a stronger word to say than ultrasound services, because we don't want to just limit ourselves to one particular type of diagnostic
imaging. Yeah.
But anyway, that's the long and short of it.
No, you're fine. I was. I noticed. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Sorry.
I was just going to say
it's branding. It's like branding. It's like a. It's like a graduate level branding question. How do we combine these two companies?
I know, of course.
Right, branding wise, in terms of my
what's going to bring you the most business, right?
So that's it.
All right, Scott. Well, I'll shoot you over the email, and then you know, when that old loan that you guys do have, you know, runs up, are you guys going to be looking to expand or, you know, grow the business? You know, what's your big plans for coming up in the future?
Well, really, excellent questions. Essentially, just focusing on these groups that we talked about, the Scripps Physician Medical Group, Mercy Physician Medical Group, and Mid-County Physician Medical Group, we're contracted with them. They pay us a rate, right? So it's smooth. So anyway, so that's we're just going to focus on all those local people. So doing like what you're doing, making a lot of phone calls and going to see people.
Right.
I think they say telemarketing's dead, but I don't believe it. If you're good at it like yourself, then you can actually have substantial, you know, really good first calls with people. And this is a good first call for you. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
So cold calling's not dead. it is, but they want it to be dead because nobody likes to make phone calls.
Yeah.
When you have a nice one like this, isn't it worth it? Right?
Yeah. Actually, for sure.
Establishing your value in my mind.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, if I ever got any problems, I know where you guys are at down there in Claremont too. I can come, you know, get checked out.
Call me first. We'll do a special deal. You better not need an echocardiogram.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah, I know.
It's really a question of, you know, these are sick people, really.
Yeah.
That need
the
echocardiograms or the vascular studies that, you know, people get edema in their low extremity, swelling of ankles.
Right.
And that's because their vasculature is clogged up or, you know, they're not healthy.
Yeah, exactly. So, for sure.
So you shouldn't be having those problems.
I was just giving you a hard time, but.
Yeah, right.
Definitely. I'll shoot you an email right when we get off. So, you know, with our process, we have a very fast turnaround. I know you're not looking for anything too soon, you know, just kind of, you know, seeing what's going on. But, you know, with our application
process.
A month and a half
isn't too far in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, it's kind of good to know what's coming up. And, you know, I know you're the business owner trying to, you know, outlook that future and whatnot. But, it is just
So you can put a note in your system to stay in touch with me over the next month.
No, for sure, I will.
You call me back, then I'll know, okay?
Yeah, for sure, and then I'll shoot you an email. It's just a one-page app with our stuff, so you can check it out, and then, you know, whenever you decide to go forward with that, it's just the 6 months of the most recent bank statements and as well as the most recent tax return.
Yeah, we can provide that to you. California Bank and Trust is our bank. So.
Perfect. Yeah, and... we'll be in touch. I'll shoot you over the email right when we get off the phone, and then go from there. I'll give you a call next month, see what you guys are doing coming up on the end of that loan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, you too, Scott. It was nice talking to you.
Likewise. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.